Welcome back to our final segment for Further Review Sports for Sunday, January the 17th. I'm Zachary Reinu here with Michael Stone Cold Chinfu. We're going to discuss a little bit of the Golden Globe results. You have not heard so far too many of the results, I see, but I'll throw some out there and see what you have to say. Best actor in a drama, you had...
You have to go over who the nominees were, and then I'll tell you what I had.
Colin Firth, Morgan Freeman, Tobey Maguire, George Clooney, and Jeff Bridges.
I think the favorite was Jeff Bridges, but I haven't seen Crazy Heart, so I can't really comment on it, but I really liked George Clooney and Up in the Air.
Mm. Well, Jeff Bridges won for Crazy Heart. I have not seen the movie either. Jeff Bridges, I kind of have a hate-hate relationship with. I think he's a good actor, but this actor in a drama category is really filled with a bunch of actors that really kind of flatlined for me.
Plus, didn't this seem like a Lifetime Achievement Award? I mean, he's kind of at that point of his career where you want to pay homage to his entire body of work as opposed to just, you know, this one movie. Mm-hmm. That's what this seems like to me.
Best director, James Cameron, Avatar.
Special effects were great. I think if there were a director of special effects, he should win every time. But
do you think that Avatar should be up in Best Animated Picture?
Actually, a good question. I think you can make a case for that, but I think just because there's live action characters in like half the, I don't know, I don't even know what the percentage is, but because there's live action actors, I think you can't make it an animation. I guess it depends on the percentage, right? So you make a good point. If they had it up for animation, I wouldn't even think twice.
I mean, it definitely pioneered the field of animation, that movie alone. So, which kind of brings to the best drama, which ended up being Avatar. Now, probably if it was in the best animated category, it would probably never win best drama. But it's interesting. I didn't think after Titanic that we'd see another repeat. Now, this is only the Golden Globes, and I think this may be a precursor to how the Oscars treat the best picture category. Like, they might be a little bit afraid of letting Avatar in. Plus, they've changed the voting rules for the Oscars this year. It's like a 10-9-8-7-6. It's more complicated than an MVP vote. Some people may put Avatar a little bit further down the list.
I'd be surprised if it wasn't nominated for an Academy Award. I don't think it'll win. I don't think it has a shot at winning, but I'd be really surprised if it wasn't at least nominated.
Mm. Here's your favorite category. Best musical or comedy. I'll give the nominees again. We have Nine, Julia and Julia, It's Complicated, The Hangover, and 500 Days of Summer. Who wins?
Well, you already know who I like in this one. I like 500 Days of Summer, and I can't believe, and I actually know the results of this one, and I can't believe they did not win. All I gotta say is I think somebody is doing something.
Well, for those who don't know, Hangover won. I'm actually very proud of this movie. Not necessarily the movie itself, but I do think comedies do not get recognized in Hollywood. As far as comedy goes, it's the highest grossing comedy of all time, and was really funny. I don't see any reason why a movie that's as well made as that shouldn't win awards.
I don't think it. If a movie's funny and it's amazing, then they should win every award it deserves. If one movie is just funny and the other one, and let's say another movie is funny but also really smart, go with the really smart movie. I mean, funny is...
Comedy is not easy, though. Especially to sustain it throughout a whole movie. I think you take a look at a lot of movies with comedies, you get the big yucks in the first half hour, and then you have a love story kind of poke away at it, and it kind of becomes a little bit too regular towards the end. I kind of feel The Hangover from front to end was really funny, very original. The format kept you... They could have had the movie gone on for another hour or two because you're just so darn interested in what had happened to these guys that, you know, each new little subplot, you know, just added to the richness of it.
I think having the movie go an hour or two more, I think that's a little too much. But if you're talking about originality, I don't think, hands down, 500 Days of Summer is just...
Oh, boy. Looks like we're running up against the clock soon. Lastly, just want to mention Best Supporting Actor, Christopher Waltz from Inglourious Basterds won for Best Supporting. Best Supporting Actress, Monique from Precious. I guess that's no surprise.
Not too much of a surprise. I've seen parts of that movie, and it's one of the most depressing movies I've ever seen.
And lastly, Sandra Bullock winning in The Blind Side. When I see a category with Helen Mirren in it, don't they automatically give her the award, or what happened here?
That's what it seems, it's like anytime Meryl Streep's in a category, it seems like she's going to win. But I can't believe Sandra Bullock won any sort of award for any sort of acting. It's incredible.
Well, maybe that first round playoff win by the Ravens had something to do with it. Anyways, thank you so much for joining us for our installment here on Further Review Sports. I'm Zachary Reinu here with my co-house,
yeah,
Mike Stone Cold Chinter. Have a good night.